This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk, Captain Kirk Stansel at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Captain Kirk, are you guys experiencing some of that wind that seems to be all across the coast this morning?
I'm sorry, ask that again?
The wind that's blowing pretty stiff across the coast. You getting any of that stuff?
Oh, well, yeah, we're getting some. It's not brutal yet. It's supposed to get that way today, though.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll die down a little bit by this afternoon. Boy, it looks like red fishing's been fantastic over there lately.
Well, the red fishing has been really good. The trout been hard to find, and you know, all the reds are in the marsh. And there's a lot of reds being caught up north also, you know, the Prion Lake, Lake Charles area. There's a lot of reds up there, up, like I say, Contraband Bayou, Bayou Den, and up and down the channel.
What about the size? If and when we go to that bigger 18-inch slot size, is that going to affect the keeping of redfish?
Well, you know, that's always going to be an effect. I mean, because you, like right now, it wouldn't be. I mean, these fish are falling in that 18 to 27 inch slot. But, you know, there's going to be time that's going to affect everybody because they're either going to be below that 18 inch or above that 27 inch. Mm. You know, you got different runs of fish at different times.
What's been the best tactic to catch those redfish if somebody's heading out there?
Live bait's been the best. I mean, if you want to know what the best thing is, they're under a popping cork. Like I said, most of the fish have been fairly shallow. But, like up around Bayou Den, up that way, Contraband Bayou, Carolina rigging, you know, with a split shot, say, 1/4 ounce, 3/8 ounce has been the way because they're a little bit deeper. We are catching some on gulp and, you know, some artificial baits. But like you asked for the best, so I'll tell you, live shrimp is the best way to go.
usually is. As far as sight fishing, is the water clarity good enough to spot them if they're in that shallow water?
Not really. We're not seeing them push or anything right now. No. It's just these fish, they're scattered. They're not really bunched up in schools right now.
Mm-hmm. How's the flounder fishing been?
Hit and miss. They're coming in. And, I mean, they're around and some nice flounder. You know, we're catching some fish up there around 20, 21 inches. But, you know, you'll catch them here today, and tomorrow they won't be there. You know, they're coming and going. But the best tactic for them is, you know, the mouths of little bayous or canals and stuff where you have the water coming in. Well, mainly on incoming tide, but it's been the best. I mean, we're catching them on both tides, but incoming tide's been the best.
So what do you think is the deal on the speckled trout? Are they in transition, constantly moving, where they're hard to find right now?
They're hard to find for us right now. I mean, we're catching some. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some, but no big numbers. But I think it's a transition time, but we don't really have we've had some really low tides, and, you know, the water clarity is not really there for the trout yet.
Mm-hmm. And the size on those trout?
They're decent fish. They're running a lot of these fish are 15 to, you know, up 15 up to 20 inches.
Yeah, that's good fish.
So right in that slot area.
You know, I think it was a picture I saw from your place where someone caught a striped bass. Was that
at
your
place? Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, it happened. Yeah.
And that was a pretty good sized striper. Is that common, Dan?
Yeah, he was. No, it's not common at all. But it was a decent fish. It sure was. You know, we actually have a stringer mount with in our lodge with some nice trout with a nice striper on it that was caught down here.
Yeah, I've seen it. That's a very impressive stringer. I know you get a lot of comments on it.
Yeah.
And all those fish were caught on the same trip, I understand, too.
No, those weren't. No, we put that together. I wish it would have been.
Yeah. So what was the deal on the stripe? Were they fishing redfish and just caught it as bycatch on a live shrimp?
Redfish, caught them on a live shrimp, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet there's a lot more of those there that never get caught because that fish, you know, it travels from the rivers. It's kind of like a salmon. It goes in the brackish and fresh and kind of back and forth, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's a saltwater fish. You know, they were introduced to freshwater.
Right.
And they'll come back and forth up the rivers. Actually, they were stocked in the Calcasieu River, and I'm guessing that's where that fish came from.
Yeah, absolutely. What other kind of strange fish has popped up down there?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's been a long time, but Guy caught a tarpon, which is real uncommon for our area. You know, there used to be tarpon, a lot of tarpon here back up to the 60s. Now they're not here anymore. But, I guess that'd be a strange occurrence here.
You know, you would think with the amount of salt water that has encroached and moved further north into our marshes and interior lakes, that you'd see a lot more of those type of fish, you know, than you did. But it seemed like there were more of them in the past. I know they used to have a tarpon rodeo in Madisonville, Louisiana.
Right.
They used to come into Lake Pontchartrain, and they hardly do anymore. But you would think there'd be more of them because it's saltier water. The salinity levels are higher.
The salinity is a level, but, you know, they had all these rodeos and tournaments and stuff before we had industry. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Could be a key. Certainly could.
Yeah.
Well, Kirk, if somebody wants to come down there and have fun with you guys and catch some redfish and some trout and maybe a flounder and a striped bass, tell them how to get
yeah. Oh, well, that's easy. We have a toll-free number, 888-762-3391. Website's hackberryrodandgun.com.
All right. All very neat and in place. And we appreciate your reports all the time, Kirk.
Oh, no problem. The next hey, always good giving you a report. You have a great show, Jeff. Don.
Thank you. Y'all have a great breakfast down there at the lodge.
Oh, we will. Okay.
I know you will. All right. There he goes. Captain Kirk, great folks. Guy, his brother, and Bobby, the Stancil boys, do a great job down there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.